legislation to cut the federal workforce by 10% is on the floor of the House today. Bill Dugan is the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, my guest to talk about that and a number of other efforts doing different things to the workforce in the federal government. Mr. Dugan, I appreciate you being on the program this afternoon to talk about your testimony last week before the House Subcommittee on the Federal Workforce. You made a comment during that hearing that prompted me to want to get you on the program to talk about it a little bit. So for folks who didn't hear it, if you don't mind, let me play that first and we'll talk a little bit about it.
That's fine.
If all we're interested in doing is saving money and we're not looking at the consequences of slashing budgets or doing away with a certain percentage of the workforce and not accounting for the work that's not going to be done or the reduced delivery of services to the taxpayers, I mean, that doesn't ever seem to be a part of any discussion when we talk about either cutting the salaries or freezing wages or right-sizing or downsizing the workforce through attrition or whatever other means. There's no accountability for what's the impact to the services. What is it that we're not going to do or that we're going to do less of? And nobody seems willing to make decisions on that. And that's the concern that I have.
I've attached the name, sir, right-sizing the mission to that concept. And I thought it was interesting to hear you discuss it. What was your takeaway from the response that that got from the members of the committee?
Well, I think they at least heard what I said. My sense was I think that the Democrats on the committee seemed a little more responsive to hearing that. My sense was that Chairman Ross really didn't take that to heart and was more interested in just coming up with these broad, sweeping, non-strategic proposals in terms of eliminating the or reducing the workforce by a certain percentage, whether it's 10% or 15% or you know, strict numbers, 200,000, 300,000 employees.
I have to confess I've been surprised by that response because the conversation from the Republicans, especially on the Oversight Committee and the other committees that have looked at this, generally revolve around the size of government. And it would seem to me that they would be – they're kind of looking a gift horse in the mouth. Essentially, you were saying, tell us what work will no longer be done. You're giving them an opportunity to say where they would shrink government. And it didn't really seem like anybody wanted to take you up on it.
Well, my sense is that these legislative proposals are really not so much about the budget as they are about basically trying to balance the budget on the backs of federal employees. They seem to be an easy target. You know, we don't see similar things being offered up in the private sector where, and the reason that you don't is because, a private workforce, is not paid for by tax dollars. But the problem is what really needs to happen here is the congressional Republicans really need to take a step back and really have an honest conversation with the American people about what services they want and what services they don't want. And that hasn't taken place and likely will not because they know that that the American people understand the value that the federal workers bring to our national security, our economy, and our American way of life. But until that kind of a conversation happens and there's a thoughtful analysis about what services we want to no longer have the government do or provide or what services we want to cut back on, it makes no sense to just arbitrarily go out there and start whacking away yet again at the workforce.
At the agencies where you represent federal employees, have you seen management and the employees engage yet in that kind of a conversation? The president talked about it with the labor management partnerships and so on. Have you seen that start to happen yet where there is a conversation about, listen, folks, the reality of the situation is we might have to shrink our mission. How do we want to go about doing that in a thoughtful, strategic way?
That particular conversation isn't really taking place, I don't think. What we are seeing in a number of agencies, though, as a result of the 2011 budget that just recently was passed for the remainder of this fiscal year is in those agencies that where they took a fairly severe reduction in terms of their budget. We're seeing agencies starting to offer incentives to employees to basically leave the agency through things like early retirement opportunities, the VERA program and the VSIP, which is Voluntary Separation Incentive Program. So agencies that are really strapped for budgets for the remainder of this year are being forced to look at those types of opportunities to reduce their workforce in a fairly quick manner to be able to live within their budget for the rest of this fiscal year.
What are your members telling you about what they're seeing in the workplace about how some of these things are manifesting themselves?
We're getting sort of a varied response from folks. For example, I know that USDA is offering, and some of their agencies are offering the VERA, VSIP options, where those particular agencies have been really hard hit by budget reductions. In other agencies, we're really not seeing folks really taking any sort of steps to begin to look at workforce reductions at this point. So I think a lot of folks are kind of sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what's going to happen with the 2012 budget and what's going to happen with all this legislation that seems to be rolling out of the Republican majority House that basically is attacking federal employees and seeing where that's going to go, you know, in terms of what its fate's going to be in the Senate.
Bill Dugan's the president of the National Federation of Federal Employees. Thank you very much for being on the program this afternoon, Bill. I appreciate your time and your input.
Thank you for having me.
Happy to do it. It's 4:37 on In Depth with Francis Rose. You can hear my conversation with Mr. Dugan anytime you want, posted later this afternoon at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And our top story right now at federalnewsradio.com is the story that I referenced at the beginning of my conversation with Bill. The headline is Bill Cuts Fed Workforce by 10%. That's a bill in Congress, not Bill Dugan, of course. And you can read that right now on the homepage at federalnewsradio.com.